Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a break from politics and go with the business of family law. And you will enjoy it. It's attorney Marilyn York for the whole show. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. But instead of just keeping up, Envy Energy plans ahead, so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, as I'm sure everybody is, we're taping this to air on Election Day, and everybody is sick of politics at this point in time, so we're going to talk about business. And the business we're going to talk about is with Marilyn York. She's a family law attorney and a good friend. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam. Happy to be here.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about was, how does the economy affect, over the last 4 years, a business like yours where you deal with divorce and kids and custody and things like this?
There's certainly been a shift. I would say we used to do big divorces where we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars that we are dividing in property and assets and that sort of thing. And now we do a lot more smaller transactions, but I think we're busier overall. My practice has actually grown in the last 4 years, surprisingly, unlike a lot of people. So I can say safely it's recession-proof, which I'm pleased to say. Not for the married world, obviously. That's not something they want to hear, but we do smaller transactions. So we now do modifications of alimony and child support, a lot of those going down.
Interesting.
I think that it's a good time for men to get divorced. I represent men. And so I think it's a great time for them to get divorced. I'm not promoting divorce, but if they were already going to do it, financially speaking, they get their house for free or upside down if they want to keep it. They end up getting more custody than they would in a good economy because women now have to go back to the workforce right away because there's not enough income to share and give them alimony sufficient where they don't have to work. And so suddenly wives are willing to share their kids because they have to work and they don't know how to juggle anymore. And so we're getting joint custody a lot quicker for these men, and they aren't sharing their income like they used to, and they don't have a long of a term of alimony because the women are having to go back out immediately if they haven't already done so.
How about the negotiations? I mean, you know, normally in a situation where you have two attorneys, there is going to be a lot of negotiation.
Yes.
Are attorneys being more willing to be reasonable now?
Attorneys are never going to be reasonable, Sam. Sadly, it's as though they didn't hear that the economy was bad, particularly the high-end firms, and it irritates me to no end because there isn't the money to fund the litigations that used to exist. They would take a second on their home or a HELOC, and they would get money and they would pay us, and now it's unfortunately the higher generations that are paying us. I see more and more guarantors in my office. You know, if a client has a certain credit rating or can't afford the litigation and their parents pay or their aunt and uncle pays, they have to sign our retainer agreement as a guarantor. And now it's that generation that's funding the litigation, and you know, it's their grandbabies, it's their children that are at stake, and they're willing to do it. And so we have a lot more parental involvement than we used to, because when they pay, they obviously want a voice and they're kind of more involved in the litigation. So
how does that change things? I mean, are they tougher? Are they easier?
They're more reasonable, in my opinion. I think the grandparents have the right goals in mind and they're less emotional. And I think that generation has a better take on family values than our generation. That's the entitlement, whiny baby generation, where we want everything and we stomp our feet and whine about it. I think the grandparents actually help us out in a lot of instances, and they just stay grounded and say, it's about the grandkids, and we're not going to say negative things about mom, and we're going to, you know, get the custody that we need, and we're here to support our son in making sure he has a place to live and the kids are cared for and transportation, funding their lifestyle so the kids are taken care of financially. I love it. I think it's great when I have grandparents involved, with rare exceptions. There are the lunatic dads, honestly, and I've certainly seen moms too, but it seems like I have some grandpas that just get haywire and they're angry and they have a vendetta against mom because they loaned money to her or something, and it's about their battle instead of the kids.
That is too bizarre.
Yeah, it does add an extra layer, but it's easy for us to say, you're not actually our client, your son is, and while you paid the bill, you know, we have to answer to your child, not you, and we can't even give you information unless they tell us you can. So it's easy to get out of.
What's the relationship with the kids? Is that different as well now?
Between parent and child?
Parent and child in terms of a divorce.
I don't know if it's changed a lot. I'm sure it has. I haven't noticed anything obvious. I do think that there's been a shift in the court system where joint custody almost, I would say, feels like the default. We get it almost as a matter of course when two parents are close enough to equal 70-30, even, honestly, as far as their parental abilities, time, and commitment. I think that that seems to be how it's going, and that's nice. I think it's nice for the kids. What I think we'll see in the future is we'll find out that there's a population of kids that just can't handle it. Going back and forth, week on, week off, I mean, the people that are watching this show have probably experienced that in their youth, and they know how hard it is. And if you have two parents that have extremely different parental styles, like a militant military dad household and a, you know, mom that isn't rule-based, it's really confusing for kids, and it's stressful for them to be rule-ridden in 1 week and the next week have no rules at all. And then if those two can't talk to each other, it's even worse.
Now, the judiciary, obviously, their salaries are set. They have ridden out this whole recession with regular amounts of money. How is their view of what's been going on? Is it changed or has it stayed the same?
They have kept up. They've really kept up. And quite frankly, I think most of them worked in the private sector like I do, and they took a pay cut when they walked in and took that job. So I think they're sympathetic to watching the money dwindle and knowing how to, you know, budget down for it. And I actually like what it's done for the court, because there was a time when we'd go in and we'd say, okay, we have one income and two households to pay for, and we used to have one income and one household. Why is wife spending at the same level that she's always spent at when she can't? It's not okay. And the law kind of says they can do it, it's okay, and the courts are, we're letting it happen, and we're saying, no, you need to hunker down and divorce plan now. You need to be more conservative with your money. You need to stop going shopping. That isn't your outlet you get to do anymore. And now with the economy, I think it's educated the courts to see long term, this crazy spending, I'm emotional, it's my therapy, is not okay. It ruins the community estate and these children forever. I mean, they can't get out of it. Once they get down this far and they've spent their last $50,000 or $100,000 on the litigation and shopping therapy, it's gone forever. So I think our courts are a lot tighter now about that, and we've learned the hard way. We really divide debt. That's what the divorce world has become. We used to divide assets, now we divide debts, and it's unfortunate. It's tied very closely to the housing market and bankruptcy world. I think probably at least 10% 90% of my clients are in an active bankruptcy while they're going through a divorce, if not immediately thereafter. It may be even higher, but it's a pretty significant issue. And our courts are good. They've kept up with that issue. And there's one of the things that's interesting is whether we take the house as a negative asset or we don't on a divorce balance sheet. And in the beginning, we'd say, no, if your house is upside down $200,000, if you keep it, it's a zero on the balance sheet. You get no negative equity, which isn't quite right. I mean, if you took a credit card debt for $20,000, you'd get credit for $20,000.
Right.
And now it seems that they're giving credit for the negative asset to some extent, but not the full extent, because none of us know what's happening, because foreclosure stopped and they're coming back, and you can get rid of it, you can't get rid of it. Obama, you know, let us get away with it through the end of the year. Now no one knows come January what's going to happen as far as the negative asset on your taxes. So it's in a state of flux, and family court has never been so fluid. We've always had sort of a predictable world there, and now it's concerning. It's an issue for us. It's hard for us to negotiate because we don't know what to do with these houses, mostly.
An interesting aspect that nobody has really talked about. Let's take a break. More with Marilyn York. We're York when we come back.
$60 to fill up. It's dragging everyone down. Everyone except oil companies and Washington politicians like Dean Heller. Big Oil has given Heller more than $260,000 in campaign cash. And Heller voted not once, not twice, but 9 times to protect billions in tax breaks for them. All while voting to end tax cuts for Nevada families. Dean Heller, Big Oil pays less, you pay more. Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
Remit your fair share of the national debt, $51,455.
How much is that, Mommy?
Women Warriors PAC is responsible for the content of this ad.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the family law attorney Marilyn York. And it's interesting you were talking about the sort of the bubble economy here and what's going on with foreclosures. In talking to Murray Lau from the Retail Association, she was talking about there had been, over the past couple of years, people who were not paying their mortgages who were going out and spending that money in the retail market. Mm-hmm. Is that what you've been seeing as well?
I just saw that commercial on TV for the $1 billion lawsuit and the 800 number you can call if you were wrongfully foreclosed, and it's so offensive to me. I was laughing, saying these people live in their homes for 2 years for free and then they're going to sue for it. Are you kidding me? I mean, what I do see is the courts, which is strange, ordering that the parties are not to pay their mortgage, which is interesting that a state court is ordering them to essentially commit loan default and stay in the home for free, because then we have more money in the household to pay spousal support and let, the mom and kids live for free. And it's, a year or two that they're getting to do that. So, yes, they're spending it elsewhere, but are they spending it in the retail market, in the divorce world? Probably not. They're spending it on the family income and household bills. And there really isn't enough money to go around. It's not like I see my clients buying a Corvette instead of paying their mortgage and living for free. I'm sure that's happening, but in the divorce world, when you have two households that split, the money's gone immediately. So I don't see it there. I don't see it helping the economy. I do see it helping the families in that instance, and it's a blessing that we've been able to utilize that benefit when people are losing their jobs so much or losing income and getting their pay cut. So it's really saved, I would say, a a huge amount of my families from being homeless, honestly, or having to live with relatives.
Let's talk about, you mentioned it earlier, and it's been a while since you've been on, so people may not know this, but you were saying that you only represent men. Why do you only represent men?
I represent men predominantly. That's what we advertise for. That's the male clientele that we seek, but we take females by referral. I think a bunch of reasons. The most significant reason being that I believe strongly in father's rights, and I think that it's imperative to a child's upbringing that they have a father in their life. Now, that's not to say that I want a jerk father or a drug addict raising a child. I don't agree with that. But if we have a good father, it's our job in my office, and there's 10 females that work there, to be backbone cheerleaders, as we like to say, and help them understand what they mean to the children. I mean, statistically, everything goes up. Pregnancy, you know, abortion rates, depression rates, suicide rates, drug use, mental illness. It goes up 1 to 200% if you have a household with a child raised without a father. And 50% of children are born out of wedlock now. 50%.
Wow.
And those are the reasons these dads aren't in the household. I mean, the statute defaults that mom has custody in Nevada in the event that the child's born out of wedlock. So we have to fight to get them back into the household. And so that's why we're motivated to do that.
So you have a 50% divorce rate and you have 50% born out of wedlock.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they estimated that one in every two children grows up without a father in a house now, and four because of the, you know, out of wedlock and because of divorce. Those are the main two reasons that fathers are not in the home. And the statistics that talk about how unsuccessful children are or how hurt they are without a father, they actually include every other weekend dads. That is not enough time in the statistical pool to set aside the increase in all of those awful things happening to kids. So we need more significant time with dads than the every other weekend that used to be the favorite.
So what's the problem with woman and woman attorney relationships?
I don't think there's a problem. I don't believe that they listen to us as well. I think that we kind of clash. There's like a gender battle. It's that Oedipal thing that came from long ago. You know, if I tell a woman, I think you need to stop doing that with your child, and she says, oh, you think you're a better mom than me? I'm like, no, nobody wants my kids. It's just that you're going to lose your children in court. There's this gender thing that happens with female on female representation. They don't like to listen to us. They're very emotional, and they think because we're female that we want to hear their emotional stuff, whereas a man's like, yeah, the court doesn't care, stop. And they stop with us. They're like, no, you know what I'm saying? And we get like 50 crying messages, and then they're pissed when they get a bill. Like, they thought we were girlfriends and we were having coffee. What, you billed me for that? I thought we were bonding. I'm like, no, we're not bonding, and you make me crazy. So it just doesn't work that well for us. And the female referrals I have been fantastic. There's a few exceptions, but I love them, and they're great. And we get to deal with women, because men, I'm sorry, you guys get your hands held by women. It's either your mom or your new wife or your adult daughter or your grandma. There is some woman running the show for almost every male client I have. They just aren't so emotional. They're back just far enough to be amazing assets to the case and really helpful and wonderful to deal with.
It's truly fascinating. Let's take a break. We'll come back. One more segment with Marilyn York. We're getting rid of election fever and going into a new world here. We'll be right back.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe voting campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Wedding gown preservation for as low as $51. Go to BobbyPages.com for a location near you. Bobby Pages.
Play at Bodine's and Carson Valley Inn Casinos during the $150,000 Break the Bank giveaway. Over 700 winners are guaranteed to take home cash and free play October 1st through November 21st. Bodine's and Carson Valley Inn Casinos, your places to play and win.
We'll be right back. The antidepressant drug Paxil has been linked to heart, brain, and spine damage and many other horrible birth defects in newborns.
If you are a mother or father and your child has a birth defect, the drug Paxil may be to blame.
If you took the drug Paxil while you were pregnant and your baby was born with a birth defect, call us right now. You and your child may be entitled to financial compensation.
Call 1-800-525-3838. That's 1-800-525-3838. Call now.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with family law attorney Marilyn York. You did an interesting thing a couple of years ago, and I got to be a part of it, which was that you ran a radio program, a talk show.
I did.
For a year. But it wasn't just a regular talk show. You weren't talking about just basic politics or life in general. Tell us about some of the topics and the people that you found the most interesting in that time.
Well, let's say that the Mustang Ranch was one of my sponsors, so that kind of steered the people that we would have on the show, and that was no accident.
And we should point out the Mustang Ranch Saloon.
The saloon,
the ranch itself is not.
No, the saloon. But that gave me a benefit as far as talking to Susan Austin, who's the madam out there, and Lance Gilman, the owner, and a lot of the working girls, as well as we had some porn stars on. I sort of explored the sexual side to the same issues that end up in the family court all the time. And let's be honest, there's a couple reasons for divorce: money and sex. Those are the main two. Sometimes they're related in the prostitution world. Sometimes they're not. So I did spend a lot of personal anthropological time exploring subjects that I had now an excuse to bring guests on.
Right, and you didn't just have the people come on the show. You actually went to the Mustang Ranch.
I did.
And spent a three-hour evening there.
I did. It was a very fascinating evening. I also went on their radio show that they had as well. And I handled it like an attorney, which is part of why I'm not doing it anymore. I spent 3 hours every time I had a one-hour show over-preparing. I would go to every location. I had a plastic surgeon on. I would go to her facility and explore it and write it all up and over-prepare, and it was thrilling. I loved it. We had swingers on.
That was a fascinating show.
It was a two-part show. It was such a big deal.
You pointed out they pointed out that there was a very well-known bar in Reno, in a hotel casino, that was central for...
Peppermill. Swingers paradise. Swingfield Springs is not a rumor. Wingfield Springs is apparently full of swingers. I did not know this. I thought I got a weird vibe out there. It was really interesting. I mean, it's taboo to talk about those things, but it's so common, and we're used to it. Divorce attorneys, we talk about sex all day long with our clients. We look at photos, we watch videos, we talk about it in court. These poor people have no privacy, and we know every detail. So we're really quite comfortable meddling in people's personal lives. So it was really natural for me to bring on these taboo subjects and ask them. I mean, we had a mail order bride company owner on. That was really interesting to me too. And I could give him scenarios like, okay, you want a woman that will do anything in bed but cook your dinner and not talk to you in between, and he would name the country, Philippines. It's like the coolest thing ever. I mean, it's stereotyping, but it was fascinating. And he and his three partners were all married to Russian women, so that told me something, because that was one of the countries they offered up, you know, the mail order brides from. So,
with the plastic surgery, was there a psychological effect that you were able to find out about?
She did confirm, and I had Tiffany McCormack on, she did confirm that there is a percentage of clientele that comes with divorce, that women often get remade at divorce. They have a mommy makeover package at her particular office, and there was at least, she estimated 10 to 20%, I believe, of newly divorced women getting the mommy makeover. So I found that to be interesting and confirmed kind of what I saw in the credit card statements, let's be honest. And the men, the other thing that I did confirm as well is that women would, quote, upgrade themselves, and I would say, out of your league. I mean, buddy, you just bought her breasts and redid her face, and now she's too good looking for you, and she left you, and you don't get visitation of the breasts you paid for, because they ask, trust me. Joint custody of the right one, they do, they ask, and they don't get it. I'm sorry. The court is not as amused as I was, but...
No, but that's fascinating. Out of all the interviews you did over that year period, which one stands out the most for you?
Honestly, I know it would be disappointing for people to hear this, because I did talk about sex so much, but I probably most... related to the therapist. I had Cheryl Erman on, and she is an amazing therapist in town.
What does she do in terms of therapy?
She does parent coaching mostly, and she does child therapy and family counseling. And what we talked about was breaking the news to the kids and how kids handle divorce. And it was just a really touching interview and very personal to me. I've been divorced several times because of my mad marital skills. And I have kids that go through it still. And as much much as I try to do it well, it affects them. And so to hear from her perspective how to make it better, to understand what these poor kids are really feeling, it really touched me and was one of the ones I really enjoyed, and I didn't cuss at all for once. So,
how did it work, you know, between, you know, what you do for your profession and your actual real life? Because as you said, you've been through one, but a couple of divorces.
Three. I've been divorced three times. I'm not proud of it, but it does give me, I call it work study. Honestly, I do think I have a perspective for my clients. You know, I had a female client once and she was crying after a court hearing that went wrong and said, "You cannot relate. You have no idea what I'm going through." And I said, "I've been divorced three times. I've been through a custody battle with my own brother. My grandparents sued my parents for 10 years straight. I have a father who moved away, so I have the move away issue with my child. My brother had a baby out of wedlock recently that my parents are raising with him and I babysit for all the time. I raised my niece for a while in my home. There's almost no legal world that I don't understand. I had guardianship of my niece. I wish I couldn't relate on a personal level to this horror show, but I really can. I truly can. And it gives me insight. When I'm in court, I say, oh, wait, you probably don't want to do that on Christmas because this is what I've experienced. And hey, Judge, I don't think you want to order that because here's the negative that can come from it.
So positives do come out of
real
world experiences.
I have empathy and I don't re-experience the pain. It doesn't affect me that way. I'm lucky in that I didn't have painful divorces. They were amicable, if you can have such a thing.
Thank you so much for sharing your day with us. We really
appreciate it. You're always awesome.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Unethical, lacking integrity, synonym Shelley Berkley. Berkley's been caught three times in scandals, first urging her boss to buy off politicians with cash, then pushing a judge to go easy on a convicted criminal, a big campaign donor to Berkley. Now Berkley's under a bipartisan investigation for enriching herself in office. Congresswoman Shelley Berkley, out for herself, not for Nevada. Crossroads GPS is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Millions of women worldwide love Bare Minerals.
This is smooth, it's nice, and it covers. I like that.
Only Bare Minerals looks like beautiful bare skin, while it covers whatever you want it to. And now you can get our latest kit with our totally new, totally spill-proof Click Lock Go Foundation. For over 75% off retail, our new kit comes with Bare Minerals Foundation in the shade that's just right for you. Warmth for a healthy glow. Mineral Veil, the ultimate finishing touch, and Bare Minerals Flawless Application Brush. Call now and get three full-size gifts worth $57.95 free. Purchase separately, you'd spend over $120. Our original Get Started Kit was a great deal at two payments of $29.99. But now you can get all this for just one payment of $29.99. Save over $90 and get a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call 1-800-449-1963. Ask how you can receive this handy compact. Call 1-800-449-1963 now.
Attention women who have taken birth control. The popular birth control drugs Jazz, Jasmine, and Ocella have been linked to serious and deadly side effects.
If you took one of the popular birth control drugs Jazz, Jasmine, or Ocella and suffered a heart attack, stroke, pulmonary embolism, DVT, or blood clot, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
I'm attorney Bob Goldwater. If your loved one has taken any of these drugs and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
The makers of Jazz, Jasmine, or Ocella may be to blame for your heart attack, stroke, or pulmonary embolism, and you may be entitled to financial compensation. Call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
There are time deadlines to file a claim, so call us right now.
If you or a loved one took Yaz, Jasmine, or Ocella birth control and were injured,
call 800-316-3265. That's 800-316-3265. 800-316-3265.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, pundits, 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 all the election results.